Good afternoon. Thank you for calling the Art of Dental Wellness. This is Monica. How can I help you?
Hi, I was calling just to get some more information about the Invisalign.
Sure. Do you have any specific questions I can answer for you?
Yeah, so I'm just wondering, what's like the big difference between those and metal braces? Like, do they work the same?
Oh, yes. So with the traditional braces, of course, they have to place the brackets on your teeth to get the movements that are needed for your case. And with Invisalign, they place what we call buttons on your teeth, and it's a series of trays that you would have to wear. So it's the same movements. The only difference is you have to wear the clear aligners, and you change them out roughly about every 2 weeks. So when the buttons are in place, they're forcing the teeth to do the movements the same way that the traditional braces will move your teeth with the brackets.
Oh wow, but obviously they're clear, you don't see them.
Yeah, they're clear. So, most of our patients, they go with the Invisalign because, of course, if they're like in their, 30s and 40s, they don't want to walk around with traditional braces like
Yeah.
they're 17, 18. So that's why they go for the clear aligners. It's just aesthetically more pleasing, especially if they're in a professional setting and they just don't want to have the brackets. So that's why patients tend to go more so with the Invisalign nowadays.
Okay, yeah, because that's me. I'm in my 30s, so I kind of don't want more
You don't want the
braces.
traditional train
Oh,
tracks.
yeah, no, not really. But I definitely am interested in getting it
Yeah, so
done.
and with the Invisalign, it's just like I said, it's just a series of trays. It is a lifestyle adjustment for you. So typically, in order for the trays to work to get the movements, typically the patients wear them throughout the day. I typically tell the patients it's roughly about 22 to 23 hours out of the day. You just take them out when you eat. That way, you can keep your progress on track. So we have patients that kind of cheat and take them out when they, go out to parties or go out to the bar to happy hour, things of that nature. So if you keep cheating and taking it off and not wearing it the full time allotment you're supposed to, then that's where you get into the area of making the treatment a bit longer because you're not wearing the trays for that allotted time, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, it definitely does. Yeah, because that was one of my questions, like, can I take it out when I eat? But
Yeah, definitely take it out when you, because they're clear. So say you eat
yeah.
something that's rich in color or anything, they can and will stain over time, but it doesn't really hinder the patients, especially because they're changing them out every 2 weeks or so. So by the time they're starting to change the clear plastic, you're changing to the next tray, the next set of aligners.
Okay. And is this covered by insurance, or is this like an out-of-pocket?
Well, if you have insurance, if you have ortho coverage, it just falls under the umbrella of ortho. So say you have, say, MetLife Dental, and if you have insurance coverage and say they cover $1,500, they don't decipher traditional braces or Invisalign. It all falls under ortho because it's all one universal code. So regardless if you get traditional braces or Invisalign, if it's covered with your insurance, they'll cover their portion, whatever their benefit is for you.
Okay, that's all good. So then, my insurance, I don't think has the ortho, it's just regular, like, yearly dental. So how much is the Invisalign?
It ranges on the starting prices at $4,500. The highest is $7,500. So it
Okay.
all depends. It's in tiers. So I have some patients that go for Invisalign that they're Invisalign Lite. They're trying to, perhaps they had ortho when they were younger and they just didn't wear the retainer. So they're just trying to tweak a tooth just to get a movement like back to where it was. Those are like my Invisalign Lites. They don't require a lot of trays. Then I have my moderate that may be in Invisalign maybe 4 to 6 months, and then I have my comprehensive where they're really trying to like change things a lot aesthetically, and they require more trays, and their time and the process is a lot longer. So it's three tiers. So once you come in for the consultation with Dr. Hill, she'll let you know what tier you fall into, and then that way we'll know which cost it would be for you.
Okay, great. So yeah, I just want to, think about it a little bit, and then I guess I'll give a call back for if I want to do that consultation with the doctor.
Yeah, absolutely. The consultation is complimentary, so that way at least you can have a starting point to kind of get more information when you come in with the doctor, and they'll explain everything with you. And I believe they have the trays here to actually physically show you what they'll look like, and then they'll tell you the process step by step, and they're able to break down the cost for you as well.
Okay, great. Thank you so much for all your help. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. You have a good one.
You too. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.